How do you think social media can improve the connection between youth workers and young people?
Well, obviously, a lot of the young people in Europe today, they use social media to communicate, to find their friends, to find information. And it's obviously a place where youth workers could use to reach out to new young people that otherwise would not benefit from their programs, let's say. It's also a way to adapt youth work to the needs of young people and to the new style of communication of young people. Obviously, one needs to reflect whether all young people are there and all young people can be reached through social media. So I think one does not necessarily exclude the old style, one can say.
Do you have any examples of good practice already?
There are examples of built communities of practice. For example, we have a participant from Romania, and their organization has built a whole community of practice using Ning and using Facebook and using Twitter, and they have face-to-face meetings, but in between meetings they learn a lot from each other and they build together the community. They mostly concentrate on how to learn and how to further develop the online presence of student organizations. But I think this is a wonderful example of how you can use social media in a very participatory way. So you can, you know, in a sense, respect the principles of youth work and non-formal education and build a program that is driven exactly by the beneficiary.
Have you identified any challenges, any things that might make you wary about this mix of young people and social media and youth work in general?
Well, obviously, there are a lot of challenges and a lot of points that one needs to reflect. There is the issue of privacy. There is the issue of working with minors online and how do you relate and what sort of... Then there is the issue of what type of subjects you can tackle online. And we go there in the whole work of human rights, and what sort of content you can put up there, how you can engage with young people, because it's all very public suddenly, in a sense. And then one needs to be quite aware of the limits and of the way things can be also interpreted. Safety, bullying of young people, and how do you deal with cyberbullying? So there are a lot of questions that we're going to tackle, and I'm sure the participants as well in the training course are going to bring their own experiences. I think it's still quite, an unsettled field that needs a lot of reflection. And because of the very fast technological development, one cannot, in a sense, react as before. So we wait, we see, we create the procedures, we have the quality standards. I think, in a sense, we are operating in a beta style almost, also in youth work when we move online.
What do you think you can achieve by putting social media at the heart of youth work?
I think I'm not sure if we can say we put it at the heart of youth work yet. I think we are tackling and we are seeing the possibilities, and this is what the training course is here for, to equip the youth workers with competencies in relation to how to deal with the very fast development of social media. Then to reflect and inform them about issues of human rights that are related with social media. And I think what we can achieve is to give youth workers to open them to a new communication channel, in a sense, and to give them another tool with the inverted commas necessary that can support the way they do the work that they do. I don't know if yet it will stay at the heart of the youth work, but it's definitely coming in more and more, no? And we have to take it into account.